Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we know the Hoosiers hell-bent on leather, ending this three-game losing streak come Saturday, and here comes Maryland, their piece of the rainbow. Well, a win, and they become bowl eligible under first-year head coach D.J. Durkin. And here they come off that Michigan State win at home. Now, we know quarterback Perry Hills is back, and thanks to defensive coordinator Tom Allen, we've become familiar with this Terrapin offense. Not one, but two backs over 100 yards against the Spartans back on Saturday night.
Anytime you can run the football, which they have, and there's been some games where they've had some really ridiculous numbers in rushing, and so they've done a great job there with the run game and established that, and they've got a lot of weapons. You know, they got all those running backs you just mentioned, and you can just kind of rotate them in. It really doesn't matter. And the quarterbacks, both of them are athletic enough to run the football, and so that's what they do, and they do a great job of stretching you horizontally, and then they try and get you vertically with the passing game, and then obviously the interior runs. And so schematically, they've done a great job, and they will isolate you, and they will force you to tackle in space, which, you know, is really pretty much today's game. And so, you know, we are obviously, as a defensive scheme, you know, kind of built in this regard, but so we don't have to, like, change what we do in terms of major changes to be able to fit things. But getting those guys on the ground is a whole different story. And they make a lot of guys miss. They make a lot of good defenders miss. They'll make us have to be at our very best.
I tell you, Tom was talking, and he told us a little about Ty Johnson, 115 yards on 9 carries, and then Lorenzo Harrison, who is their workhorse, 17 carries. He had 105 against the Spartans. It's a team right now that does something awfully well. 3:30 on ESPNU. Dave and Glass in the zone, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, if this was the World Series, 1-2-3, side out. In football, 1-2-3, number of losses consecutively for Indiana minus a rushing attack. Dan Feeney, the All-American guard, returned last week after those concussion problems. This is only going to be his fourth start Saturday when Maryland comes to town after knocking the rust off last week at Northwestern. That said, in the What's Ailing You department, I don't know, Dan, had a chance to sit down with him. How do we get this doggone rushing attack back in vogue?
Kind of just going back to basics, doing what we do, playing as hard as we can, fighting to the end of the whistle, and just kind of being that scrappy old line that we were past few years. So kind of just getting back to basics. Definitely got some stuff to work on, and I'll work on it this week. I know Coach Fry and my teammates will hold me accountable to do that. So football's a game of inches. It always will be. So just consistently doing the little things right, I think that's kind of that mindset that'll get us above and beyond. I'm definitely going to get it right this week, and working with the trainers, working with the strength and conditioning staff, and they'll definitely get me right this week. So I think we're mostly trying to focus on us, focus on what we can do better to be the best team we can be. We want to get the ball rolling. You know, we've obviously beat Michigan State, then lost the next couple. So obviously it's not where we want to be, but we gotta strike fire. You know, we gotta kind of get the ball rolling in some way, shape, or form.
Well, he speaks the truth, and that's All-American guard Dan Feeney. And like I say, this is going to be his second start. Played about, 80% of the snaps against Northwestern. But again, Indiana, problems with, good old fundamental footwork, blocking. And, things have got to get better. Could be another day of frustration for Coach Kevin's 11 come Saturday if it doesn't. So we'll see how things evolve. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.